World War II, possibly World War I. Nobody really knows who first said it, but the saying is, there's no atheists in foxholes. And the point is that when a person is pressed hard, when things are at their worst, when the pressures of the world are coming down upon them, and when they're surrounded by hostility, that you're going to look to a higher power. You're going to look to something or someone to be your God, something you can put your faith in. The people who received this letter that we call the book of Hebrews are like that. They're people who are, in a way, living in a foxhole. They are a congregation, a communion of saints. They are people forgiven by the blood of Jesus, living, we think, in ancient Rome, and they are surrounded by a hostile force. They're living in enemy territory, and they feel like they're in a foxhole. And the problem is that even though this is a church, even though this is a people of faith in Jesus, they're being challenged. And their faith is even maybe waning a little bit. They're having pressures come upon him that are going to make their faith go to something besides Jesus Christ. The world around them is the hostile force, and it's offended by them, offended by their faith in Jesus Christ. They're offended because they see in this young church, they see in these Christians, people who are living differently from the rest of the world. People who are living by, all of a sudden, a different morality, a different set of virtues. People who are putting their faith in one God instead of a pantheon of Roman gods. See, faith in Jesus understands a few different things, and it changes how we are to live our lives. Faith in Jesus understands that God has, first of all, given us commands, given us things that we are to live by. We heard a few of them as Mark read this morning. God has given us commands and a way to live that please Him and that protect us and order society so that it protects itself. God has given us all sorts of commands, commands against drunkenness, commands against adultery, that we are to be dedicated and loving to one spouse. God has given us commands against lewd and rude behavior, theft and stealing. The Lord wants us to honor Him with our language, with our tongue, at all times, not just when we're in church. Faith in Jesus understands that God has set us a way to live that honors Him. Faith in Jesus also means that we understand that we don't do this very well, that we are, in fact, sinners. And not only we, but it understands that everybody else in this world are sinners too. And not only that, but we're bound to it. As our confession in the LBW often says, we are in bondage to sin. We cannot free ourselves. We are slaves to sin. Understanding faith in Christ means understanding this and understanding that we need to be forgiven. That we need to fall on the mercy of God. The world around us doesn't like to be told that certain things are wrong. They don't like to be told that they need forgiveness. They certainly don't like to be told that forgiveness is found only in one place, and it's in the blood of Jesus Christ. The world doesn't like that. It is offended by it. And so when the Church of God the Holy Catholic Church and the communion of saints believe and live out these things as best they can, when they preach these things as best they can, this world becomes threatened. It will do what it can to break up the communion of saints and bring them back in line. We see this throughout the world. We see it very overtly in some places. Think of China, where Christianity is largely outlawed. And the state, when they get word of it, march in and put a stop to it. They will take and confiscate Bibles. They will sometimes beat people. They will sometimes imprison the leaders. We see that very overtly there. In our own culture, we see it in different ways. We see a culture that wants just to completely stop calling sin, sin, and just make everything okay, make everything fine, and pound this idea into us until it becomes a new truth. And so as people surrounded by these cultures, surrounded by a desire to fit in, a desire not to enter into conflict with the culture around us, we become tempted in this foxhole to leave the faith, or at least to enter into some kind of watered-down version of it or watered-down spirituality, where maybe Jesus is there, but he's not the only one. So to all of this, the writer of this letter to the people in the book of Hebrews offers them some encouraging words. He's kind of rallying the troops, so to speak, trying to get them to live the right way. And so he feeds them what I call a salad of lettuce. He says, "Let us keep our hearts pure and our consciences free from evil, our bodies washed. Let us hold tightly to hope. After all, the one who promises us hope is faithful and trustworthy." He tells them and us to let us be an encouragement to each other to love and do good works. And his point is, if we can do these things, we'll make it through the foxhole, through the night. We'll make it. How can we eat this kind of salad? Because if you're like me, you don't like salad all that much. If you like salad, it's because there's bacon on it. And it's just a matter of finding the bacon. That's why we like salad. How can we eat this kind of lettuce salad? We do so, we keep, we hold, we encourage, because we are brought together by the Holy Spirit. We are brought together into a communion of saints, a holy Christian, a holy Catholic church, at which Jesus himself is the head. It is the church of Jesus. This is his church. And he provides these things through us, for us, in three different ways that I can see here. First of all, we have the blood of Jesus shed for us on the cross, and by this our hearts are made pure, and we receive this in Holy Communion. This is what we get when we come before the Lord and eat at the table. We receive the forgiveness of sins, and our hearts are made pure in Holy Supper. We saw another way this morning with the baptism of Ava. We've been washed. Paul said, or the writer says, let us keep ourselves clean. We are washed. Our bodies are clean. We've been washed of our guilt and have been given faith through the Holy Spirit in holy baptism. The writer also tells us to keep hope. Let us keep hope. Let us keep to the faithful promises that God has given us, because God himself is faithful and these promises hold true. Where do we see these other than that pure spiritual milk, which is the Word of God? In other words, you have received everything you need to survive and to remain in the foxhole, and God has given it all to you. Therefore, let us not neglect meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, which is Hebrews 10:25. In other words, what it means is don't take yourself away from the very place where these things are fed to you, where the supper is served to you, where we celebrate holy baptism, where the word is proclaimed. Don't take yourself away from these things that help you survive the foxhole. Instead, let us come together, encourage one another, worship with one another, drive each other to love and to do good works. Amen.